Vladimir Putin said the large turnout at the polls reflected the country's growing economic and political strength, and contrasted this with the destructive changes in other Soviet republics. His United Russia party won a large majority in Sunday's election, but the poll has been challenged as unfair by opposition parties and international monitors. Former U.S.-Russian Ambassador James Collins from the Carnegie Institute says he can't understand why the government had to do that.
I don't think that there was much doubt about the outcome of the election before it, so why all of this was necessary is to me a bit mysterious. You know, it simply taints the whole process in a way that's unfortunate.
Allegations of vote rigging and fraud have alarmed the European Union, which said free speech had been violated in the run-up to the vote. The German government said the results were neither free, fair, nor democratic. And Britain said the fact that most Western monitors had been prevented from observing the vote was deeply disappointing. The Central Election Commission said that with almost all votes counted, United Russia had won 64.1% of votes, nearly six times as many as the nearest challenger, the Communist Party. Two smaller pro-Kremlin groupings took another 16% of the vote, and pro-Western parties won no seats. The concern is now that allegations of foul play could drive a new wedge between an increasingly assertive Moscow and the West. I'm Vanessa Greco.